Some other girls to recognise for Grace Lloyd, Sammy Osborne, Lauren Liu and Hope Kadolka, who started together in the ELC at St Catharines, and they were joined the following year in prep by Henny Patterson, Maddie Hunt, Sophie Turnbull and Phoebe Keeler. 13 years of assembly. Today, for all of our Year 12 girls, their last assembly. As you leave the school today, girls, the one thing that I wish for is that our best collective work as teachers and as a school is continued through you. We have cajoled you, enthused you, guided, conferenced, mopped up tears, laughed with, persuaded, pleaded, enticed, enjoyed their company, and today we celebrate. Celebrate with our Year 12 girls. It is the job of teachers at St Catharines to help girls find their own voices. It is our job to explore ideas, discover new worlds, write poetry, tell stories, instill healthy behaviours, sing songs and paint pictures with our students. Even within the confines of our packed curriculum, the true job of the teacher at St Catharines is to take girls on a journey to discover their talent and potential. I very much appreciate the lengths of each staff member at St Catharines has undertaken to help our Year 12 girls discover and unlock their individual possibilities. Girls, as you leave school today, the ripple effect of our collective work is continued through you. Whatever you have learned at St Catharines is yours to use freely, whether it is knowledge and skills, attitudes or values. These are your gifts from your parents and teachers. And just as Dr. French at the church reminded you, these are your gifts. Education is a gift, and we are pleased to give it to you. However, you are not educated to become bystanders. The world needs an emerging generation of young women to make things happen. And I believe we have guided you to shoulder that responsibility. Make no mistake, responsibility comes with challenge. It is often a burden, but it is also the greatest privilege to have skills and knowledge to shape events in your own lives and the lives of those around you. Whatever course you decide upon, you will need courage. There is always someone that will share their criticism, tell you that you are wrong. And with this, there are always difficulties arising that tempt you to believe the critics. To map out a course of action and follow it to the end requires endeavour, perseverance and integrity. I ask you to draw on the courage of three women who I hope have inspired you this year. The wisdom and the tenacity of the Honourable Julie Bishop, who sharply navigated her way through the role as Foreign Minister and 20 years in a career in politics. The sheer determination and will of Dr. Jane Goodall, her research of chimpanzee behaviour, a career spanning 60 years. The inspiration and strength of Dr. Edwina Thompson, a St Catharines old girl, her courage to work within the confines of corruption and poverty in the Middle East. These women, in addition to the many Skoga women, some who adorn the walls of Sharon House, who await your next step, ready and willing to guide you. I look around our school and I see our girls, hardworking, caring, determined, fine young women who are perfectly capable of being courageous and perfectly capable to pursue their dreams, each in their own way. So we wish you good luck in your endeavours. We hope you will enjoy safe travels and interesting journeys. And we hope that you come back in years to share your stories with those who share your heritage. Girls, I thank you for your stewardship and encourage you to have faith. Faith in your St Catharines education. And I hope you seize every opportunity that comes your way. In the words of Patrick Overton from his book of poems, The Leaning Tree, when you come to the edge of all the light you know and are about to step off into the darkness of the unknown, faith is knowing one of two things will happen. There'll be something solid to stand on, or you have been taught how to fly. Thank you, girls.